USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Asia's emerging markets could become a casualty as a result of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's latest $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. James Sullivan at J.P. Morgan says, we've seen over 18 consecutive weeks of funds inflow into Asia. It's highly likely that funds start to rotate out of emerging markets in Asia and back to the United States as a result of the boost to economic growth from Biden's plan. Restaurants currently in New York's COVID-19 orange zones can reopen for indoor dining immediately, an aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday. The move comes after restaurants in Erie County won the right in court to restart indoor dining. The state is likely to appeal the ruling that granted the Erie County restaurants the right to reopen. Evacuations were underway in Thousand Oaks, California on Thursday evening as firefighters battled a wildfire near Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The Supreme Court rules some things should not be sent by mail. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The Supreme Court voted 6-3 to reinstate a Trump administration rule that requires women seeking to obtain abortion pills to receive them in person at a hospital or a medical office rather than receiving them via the mail. Chief Justice John Roberts, siding with the Trump administration over the lower court, stated, "My view is that the courts owe significant deference to the politically accountable entities." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A retired Pennsylvania firefighter has been arrested and now faces charges in connection to throwing a fire extinguisher at police during last week's deadly mob attack at the Capitol building. 55-year-old Robert Sanford of Chester, Pennsylvania, faces felony charges. The indictment was separate from an investigation into the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who reportedly died after being struck in the head with a fire extinguisher. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the impeachment proceedings move ahead in Congress, will this be something that hurts or helps the average American? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
With the Senate considering when to take up the articles of impeachment against President Trump, former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says the House's action was more of a no-confidence vote than an actual impeachment. He tells Newsmax TV the effort will ultimately have no impact on the lives of everyday Americans.
This is not an impeachment. This is not consistent with impeachments throughout the history of our republic. And really, at some point in time, somebody has to just say, this is not a serious effort to prove facts and ultimately, you know, convict a president or a, you know, a public servant. This is just a show of raw political force that will die in the Senate and, you know, be recorded by history, I guess, which is Nancy Pelosi's sole purpose, is to have President Trump be the only person impeached twice. But ultimately, this has no, like, impact as to, you know, Americans suffering from the coronavirus pandemic and entrepreneurs who, you know, are trying to figure out how to grow their businesses in this era.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Impeachment is a way to remove government officials from office. The Ultimate Fighting Challenge, or UFC, will no longer punish fighters for using marijuana in most cases, making a major change to its anti-doping policy. The world's largest mixed martial arts promotion confirmed Thursday it will no longer worry about positive tests for THC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.